and afraid of dying. I don't know how I'd feel at the moment, but I'm prepared for death because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall, some are dead and some are living in my life. I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no nobody that compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. I know our mother's affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them in my life. I love you before. I know I often stop and think about them in my life. I love you more in my.
Very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic.
Strawberry and
こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5 FM。
wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. Nobody cares. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it as a fact, you know. But I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is, you know. I just said what I said, and it was wrong or was taken wrong, and now it's all this. If it had said we're more television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it.
To the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. You ain't no good.
Jesus!
I think it's a fine album. You know, I'm not a great one for that. You know, maybe it was the Outlook. What do you mean? It was great. It's the bloody Beatles White Album. Shut up.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Well, that's the name of the song that's backing us up right now. Actually, it's Yellow Submarine in Pepperland. From the Beatles and George Martin. This evening, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a perfect album. We're mixing up cool cover and alternate versions of Beatles songs, and we began with the Tufts' Beelzebubs, an excellent a cappella version of I Am the Walrus. And then we heard Jose Feliciano, his version of In My Life. A Boston band, Berlin Airlift, gave us their version of Eleanor Rigby. And then a spliced mix I made up a couple of years ago of the Beatles' Helter Skelter with U2 and Motley Crue's versions mixed and segued a couple of times in there for you. And then we finished things off with my favorite Beatles song. As far as a pop song goes, yeah, Birthday. I think Revolution Number 9, maybe that's my absolute favorite. And back in the USSR and Helter Skelter. Yeah, those are my top. But not everybody liked Birthday. Even though he was credited as a co-writer, John Lennon called it a piece of garbage. It was actually made up in the studio after the Beatles were hanging out and together, and they watched that movie from 1956, The Girl Can't Help It, which was being shown for the first time on British TV back in September 1968. And that got them all fired up, Paul in particular. And then they raced over to the studio. And by 5 a.m. or so, they had cranked out that version of that song for the White Album. So we're going to be hearing in the next set a rather strange piece by one of the most fascinating rock musicians I think I know of through interviews, John Frusciante, who, among other things, is a twice former guitarist with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he recorded 5 albums with them. He originally joined them when he was just 18 years old and went through a whole bunch of addiction problems and dropped out for a while and dealt with his demons and then came back into the band and eventually left. But let me just say, I think he's overall a real sonic visionary. Yeah, how's that for a term? A sonic visionary. And he's a real musician, somebody who eschews, I think, a lot of the rock and roll guitar hero lifestyle and focuses a lot on tour when he's been on tour with them, particularly the last one, sitting down in his hotel room with his guitar playing, not even plugged in. But as he related in a Guitar Player magazine interview that I got, he's had a dream about a 20-minute piece of music that he had made all out of samples. And it had a Beatles part and a Pink Floyd part and a Talking Heads section. And he, in the dream, as he came out of it, he said to himself, you know, once you've done this, once you've made this thing for real, you'll be able to do anything. And it took him a year to make it. And it's called Sect in Sergeant, referring to Sergeant Peppers in some ways. But there's a lot going on, and this is real weird and crazy, I admit. But, you know, that's why you listen to this show instead of some of those other stations. So we're going to be hearing that. And be about 20 minutes or so. And, well, what can I say other than I hope you find it weird, strange, and enjoyable. So yes. Let's Sect in Sergeant by John Frusciante. Trick Finger. We'll be right back.
Oh, party hard. Let's act like it's all well.
We do.
Tonight.
Love to.
No matter what's coming on sale.
John Frusciante, twice guitarist with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and a true musical genius. Yes, Sect in Sargent was the name of that, and it started off as a dream that he had, and it took him a year to realize that. And what a crazy sonic montage, a real sound collage that sure was. And you can download it for free should you want to listen to it again. It's at Bandcamp. Yes, search for him, and Trick Finger is also the name of the project that he uses for that, and it's available for free at a URL that's too much for me to mention right now. But what I can mention is backing me up right now is George Martin and the Beatles once again. My ambiance bet is March of the Meanies from Yellow Submarine. So we got one last short set for you before Chase Carson comes on with the Time Tunnel. And we do have a nice jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel with Stanley Jordan coming up. But yes, here's our final set of the evening as we celebrate, well, Beatlemania. This is a U2 cover version of Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Velvet hair like a lizard on the window.
I saw good pressure. I was right, which you can connect the data to the national trust. Hey, I need a fix, cause I'm going down. Happiness is what we want done. Happiness is a wrong gun. Happiness is a wrong gun. Happiness is a wrong gun.
CBS News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Hmm? Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Lynn said there were 7 wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
Gently weeps.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries End Time Sound Collage. And this evening, we've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of the release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. And in that last set, we started off with U2's cool cover version of Happiness is a Warm Gun. And then a very sad news story from December 8th, 1980, the murder of John Lennon. And then we heard Prince, Tom Petty, Steve Winwood, Jeff Lynne, and a bunch of other musicians with their cool cover version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, performed live at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that was Prince really wailing on the lead guitar and closing out that song. Right now, we're here in Stanley, Jordan, and this is our jazz prelude to Chase Carson in the Time Tunnel. And this is, of course, Stanley Jordan's cool cover version, a jazz version of Eleanor Rigby. Thanks so much for listening to me and my sound collage this evening. We'll be back again next week. I hope you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, alcohol, drugs, even really emotionally upset, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. Stay safe.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah, man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it, he kicks
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.